Good Friday morning. It is 19 minutes past the top of the hour here on the Eagle 93.5. I'm Mike Allen. And joining me this morning with This Week in Real Estate, it's Mr. Bob Zadora. Bob, I'm a day late, but happy Thanksgiving.
And happy Thanksgiving to you, Mike. It's Black Friday.
It is.
For those that are listening, we appreciate that. It's a big time of the year for a lot of people. Thanksgiving is such a great holiday. Mm-hmm. It gives us time to reflect on all the blessings that we have here, living here, first of all, and all the things that we're able to do here in our country, in our county, in our cities. We're blessed to be here, all of us.
Absolutely. It's an opportunity to see family, to see friends, to see those that are truly special to us, and to be thankful for what we have, like you said, right here in our community.
And it's not like we like Thanksgiving the best anyway, and the little Thanksgiving ad that we run, you know, that we're appreciative of all of the things that we have and appreciative that we're here. And it's not like Christmas where you got to hurry up and be there and hurry up and be there and get this and get that. And Thanksgiving, you bring some mashed potatoes, corn, whatever it is that you were assigned to bring. And life is good. And food was great yesterday. And company was great yesterday. And that's all we can ask for.
And football was good,
too. And football's good. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And there's hockey this afternoon. So I'm a happy guy.
Yeah, it's a happy time of year. It's the holiday season. And, you know, in the spirit of Thanksgiving, Bob, I want to say thanks to you and Linda and the Z team for everything that you do to help people in this community, not only people who are moving to the community, but people who are looking to upsize with their new family or downsize after, you know, becoming empty nesters, looking for a retirement home. I mean, just everything. The Z team is really on top of things. You do so much for the community and for the members of our community. I want to say thank you.
Oh, thank you, Mike. I appreciate that. And we do, obviously, our real estate business is one thing, and we're involved in a lot of other things as well. I mean, I'm on the board of directors for the Chamber of Commerce. There's a litany of things that we're involved in, and they're all related back to the community. You're exactly right. I mean, selling houses is great. Helping people buy houses is great. But it is that community spirit that we strive for in everything we do, because that's when we talk to people about coming here. We try to explain that to them. You know, you can buy 3 bedrooms, 2 baths in a lot of places, but you can't buy what we have here.
No.
We look at our hospital, our schools, the library, the college, you know, the legs of the stool that keep everything going here. And there are towns that are 3 times our size that don't have one of those, and we have all of them.
Yeah.
And all mostly paid for because of the largesse of the community.
Right.
I know we did food, the help the food basket a couple weeks ago, loading the trucks for the different pantries and stuff. And I may have the wrong terms for, I know that there's a hierarchy for what each one is called, but whatever it is, we help get food passed out to people in need, and from Calico Rock all the way up to Bull Shoals and numerous spots in between. And that's a great feeling for us as realtors, as an organization. We spoke about that last week some. So important to give back to the community, and people, you know, I don't know that they always realize that, and they don't realize what goes into us being realtors, that all that we do is that we're all independent contractors. I mean, Jewel doesn't pay me to sit in the office. Jewel doesn't pay me to take people to show houses. Jewel doesn't pay me to do anything until the deal closes, and then I pay her. I mean, the money comes out of that. She gets the money. I don't even get that. I get, by the time Century 21 gets theirs, corporate Century 21, all the other fees and stuff that come out of there, and then we take what's left. And it's not a complaint. It's just, it's a business model. Mm-hmm. And I don't think that people realize that with some of the news stories that have been on about some of the lawsuits that are occurring. I don't think they realize, you know, they see us like we're a big cabal out trying to hurt people. And that's, nothing could be farther from the truth. I mean, it's a whole different reality.
Yeah, there is some negativity, you know, after some of these reports came out that there was sort of what appeared
collusion.
To be collusion, right? And, I don't see that here.
No.
You know, this is such a different community, a different area, that everyone here is pulling for the community. I mean, you guys are doing your best to make things happen, to make things move. And, you know, I don't see that happening here in Mountain Home.
No, and we've never had that conversation with anybody as far as with clients, yes, and explaining what it is, that half the money goes to Jewel, the other half of the money goes to whoever the buyer agent is. You know, and I tell them at the table, Bob don't get this money, you know, and because he don't, we get, like I say, it gets split in half. The buy side gets half, sell side gets half. And then whatever arrangement those brokerages have with their agents, as far as what the split is after that and the fees that are taken out of that. And each company is different. So everybody's got their own deal going. I mean, there's a cost of doing business. You know, there's a cost of me being here every week, of me trying to get the message out that we get with this week in real estate and all the other people that we've had on here to get real estate information out to people. And I've been doing this for about 17 years now, between it all in all, and to get that message out to people as far as what is going on within the real estate community here. What's the local, because all real estate is local, and what is local here, and informing people of that. And that's on Bob. I'm sure you'd like to have me as a public service speaker, but I don't think you'd have me for long. So I just don't think that people always realize that. So, or when they say, people say that, oh, I called your office and I got one of your agents. Unless you called and asked for the Z team, we don't own Century 21.
Right.
Jewel does a great job of owning Century 21, but that's the last thing that Bob needs to get into. So, you know, you got to call us, you got to call my honey at 870-405-0793. And we will do whatever we can do to make your transaction, whether you're on the buy side, the sell side, the looking side, whatever it may be, we're there to help you with that.
Well, I know real estate is local, so let's talk a little bit about local real estate. Let's take a look at some numbers. How about this week in real estate, Bob?
This week in real estate, there were 42 new listings come out on the market, 5 commercial properties, 14 parcels of land, 23 homes came out on the market. There were 40 sales, 2 commercial properties, 6 parcels of land, 32 homes sold. Those homes sold in a range of $24,000 to $495,000. Average sale price this week was $219,000 with 73 days on market. So it's still a busy, busy market. 3 properties expired. There were 29 residential price changes. And they, believe me, those changes were all drops. They weren't increases. And there's 38 pending waiting to close. Currently, there's 322 homes on our MLS here, and we haven't been above 300 in years, literally years. It's been a while. And that's partly a matter of people passing, people having to go because they're going to get a job someplace else, doing other things. Nobody's moving just to move. Mm-hmm. Everybody's moving because they have to. But to be over that number of homes that are available, that's pretty high. Year to date, for 2023, there's been 988 homes have sold. The average sale price this year is $228,000 with 86 days on market. Last year, there had been 1,090 homes that sold with an average sale price of $122,000 and 79 days on market. People were trying to get in ahead of as the rates were jumping up, people were trying to get locked in. In 21, there was 1,179 sales with an average sale price of $200. In 2020, there was 1,137 sold with an average sale price of $170. And pre-COVID in 19, it was 1,037 sales with an average sale price of $149. So what you're seeing is the prices are continuing to increase. I think in a longer term, when we look at the longer picture, I don't know that that'll be. I think they're starting to level out now. I talked to a couple of the appraisers, and they're saying it's a lot easier for them to figure out what a house is actually worth now, now that we've had a little bit of time, and the prices have kind of settled down a little bit. But with over 300 houses on the market, we'll start to see what the market does at supply and demand, and we'll start to see prices drop.
Well, Bob, if folks want to get a hold of the Z team, how do they do that?
They call my honey. They call Linda. She's at 870-405-0793. You can go on the website, retiretoarkansas.net. We've got all the MLS listings are on there from everybody. And if you see somebody's listing and you're curious about it, we can be your buyer's rep for any property you see. So give her a call.